When Sasha Bronack was a high school senior in Arlington, he wanted to go to the College of William and Mary, but getting in was competitive. About one-third of the students there are from out of state. That's the highest percentage of out-of-state students in Virginia. It's also a way for William and Mary to make more money than it would by accepting students like him, students who pay far less than out-of-state students.
From my perspective, and from I feel like a lot of people's perspective, school shouldn't be a money-making scheme. It should be about educating the next generation.
He ended up at the University of Mary Washington, which has about 9% of out-of-state students.
High ed is supposed to be about education, not about making money. And even though Mary Washington does accept a lot of in-state students, you still did feel that culture amongst the administration of Mary Washington. For them, school's a business.
Higher education is a business, though. A big business with lots of employees and major financial incentives. That's why colleges and universities love out-of-state students so much, because they bring in more money. Quentin Kidd is a professor at Christopher Newport University, and he says administrators look at out-of-state students and see dollar signs.
At some of these schools, out-of-state students are paying over 200% of costs.
Back in 2004, state leaders were concerned that was creating a problem. So they created a new cap, 25%. Public colleges and universities were not allowed to take more than 25% of their students from out of state. But that cap did not apply to three schools that already had out of state percentages higher than 25%. They were grandfathered in, and they got to keep the percentage they had at the time, which has been frozen in place for the last decade.
The schools that are grandfathered are the schools that are causing the frustration among Virginians because their kids can't get into them.
William and Mary got to keep that 34% of out-of-state population it had when the rate was frozen back in 2004. Since that time, it's been able to add more out-of-state students by adding more in-state students, which allows it to keep that balance without violating the law. 31% of University of Virginia students are from out-of-state. At Virginia Tech, it's 29%.
There's also the issue of reduced state support for higher ed.
That's Stephen Farnsworth, a professor at the University of Mary Washington.
And so for those last 30 years, there's been a numbers game where universities have tried to ramp up out-of-state tuition, which is more revenue to the university, in exchange for the declining state share.
All those out-of-state students at UVA and William & Mary are not necessarily a bad thing, says Peter Blake. He's director at the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia.
If you don't have the revenue from the out-of-state students, then you would have less of a capacity to enroll in-state students, and you would have to pass higher costs on to the Virginia students.
Blake says one potential solution is to look at enrollment projections and set a number of students based on actual demand. That way, the numbers won't be based on an arbitrary percentage.
If an institution meets the enrollment projections as approved by CHEV for in-state students, then they can enroll more out-of-state students. It might wreck the percentage, but it would still allow for substantial numbers of more Virginia students to enroll in Virginia.
So for now, those percentages are frozen in place. But one thing that is not frozen is the cost of tuition. In the last 5 years, the cost of tuition at Virginia schools has increased 21%. That's on top of a system of higher education that's already one of the most expensive in the country. Virginia ranks 7th in the nation for cost of tuition and fees at its colleges and universities. I'm Michael Pope.